Page 17. Exercise C.
Anyway, let's look at some of the study's findings in more detail. For me, several interesting conclusions came out of the study. One was the kinds of things that could upset male and female shoppers. Men, on the one hand, find certain things frustrating. These include not being able to find a parking spot, learning that an item they want is out of stock, and seeing a long line at the cash register. For women, on the other hand, frustration was more likely to come from not being able to find a sales associate, or worse, finding one who wasn't helpful or who lacked sufficient product knowledge. Another interesting finding was also related to sales associates. Both men and women said they would leave a store without buying anything if they had a bad experience with an employee. But for men, such bad experiences were usually related to the product. For example, if a store clerk didn't help a male shopper find an item or failed to process the sale of the product efficiently. For women, in contrast, bad experiences were related to the sales clerk. A bad experience might be a sales clerk who wasn't polite or one who didn't take the time to build a relationship with the customer. Okay, so we've discussed some of the findings from a study that suggests there are gender differences in retail situations. So now let's ask an important question. Why do men and women behave in different ways when shopping? Why don't you discuss this question with the people sitting around you for a few minutes?